Good morning, a very early morning on Friday, the 31st of March. All right, so I'm doing this podcast nice and early. I'm going to give you guys a little bit more picks than normal because probably didn't have much time to get on board with our two winners in baseball. We had two plays and they both won. It's a nice way to start the day, the season, I should say, for baseball. All right, I do have picks posted, two plays in Final Four action Saturday. That's over at Patreon. Score projections over there. For this podcast, though, I don't have NBA finalized, so that's not even posted at Patreon, so certainly not anything I can give out here. I do have action, though, in NHL and MLB. As I said, I want to give you some of those. Hopefully we have a nice day again. Let's start with NHL. We're going to go with the Winnipeg Jets at home to win. But we're not going to pay that kind of juice. We're going to pair it up in a same-game parlay. So Winnipeg to win, the game total to go under 7.5. And let's expect that, the juice on that's minus 110. The expectation of points is 3.28 to 2.36. Really like that under, really like the Winnipeg side. I'm not going to make it more than a one-unit standard play, but that is the only hockey play of the day, Patreon or otherwise. I'm giving you all three baseball plays that I have as well. That's all right here on this podcast. So, Mets. The Mets over Miami. Minus 115 is all we're looking at here. We've got a little bit of a fade. Now, it's interesting that Miami is putting Jesus Luzardo on the mound in game two. So they must be seeing something in spring training that they didn't see last year. But in this matchup of lefties, we're going to go with David Peterson. This is it's a situational play, and I'm also fading Luzardo. I could be dead wrong on that, but I think the Mets get this one done. They have designs on a lot more than just beating Miami, and Miami really shouldn't be that good of a team this year. So if you can get the Mets at minus 115, even on the road, when I do believe there's a pitching matchup here, you kind of have to snag that one. So that's what we'll do. Mets minus 115. Nothing fancy, just taking the win in the money line. The next two bets are same game parlays. As I've mentioned in the past, if you're a listener, same game parlays in baseball and hockey, not something you could have done a few years back, or several years back, I should say. You could do these for a couple of years now. And they are an advantageous way to play those sports. You have to pick the total. I'm not big on adding so-and-so to get a home run or so-and-so to score a goal. That's a little riskier. In baseball, it's not the worst idea to pick strikeout totals over or under because that's similar to it, in a way, similar to scoring runs or scoring goals. You have some sort of expectation of, some reasonable expectations of being able to predict that. That's not what we're doing here. Anyway, the next game is Colorado visiting San Diego. San Diego should be one of the favorites to get to the World Series. They do have some issues. They have to get over the hump, so to speak. But we're going to take San Diego at home to win. But we're also going to add over 4.5 for the game. So we do need to get a few runs. And I think that it is possible that San Diego gets that all on their own. But let's not count on that. Let's expect Colorado to do something so that we're going to make that 5 over 4.5 pretty easy. It's minus 120. San Diego Padres and over 4.5 for the game at minus 120. Now we finish off these four picks. Cleveland visiting Seattle, and we have to go with Seattle here. So we're gonna, it's the, really the same exact bet, slightly less juice. Seattle to win, the game to go over 4.5 at minus 110. I really like Robbie Ray in this situation. He may peter out towards the end of the season, but I don't think he's gonna be scared off in this. He's got this matchup locked up, I believe. And again, we're trying to avoid paying minus 165 for Seattle. It's just too much to pay and play in baseball. And really, in the beginning of the season, you just don't know what you're going to get. There's luck involved with our 2-0 day yesterday. We had to have three sides win because one of those bets was a two-leg parlay. And certainly those were favorites that we added together. It would have turned out that the run lines would have won for both, which was kind of referenced on at least one of those games in Patreon. All right. Yeah, pitching matchup, team matchup, home and away, all in our favor. And then again with San Diego and Colorado, we're looking to fade Kyle Freeland a little bit with Colorado. And San Diego at home, bounce back spot already for him. So there you have it. So the Mets, the Padres game with an over 4.5, and the Seattle game with an over 4.5. So Mets, Padres, and Mariners. And again, it's Winnipeg and under in hockey. There will be NBA to look at, I believe. There's actually, out of all the games, and it's a large slate, I only have two right now that I find interesting, and they might both end up on the roster, on the betting card. And again, I do have action in Final Four Saturday posted over at Patreon. If you choose to get over there, that's great. Otherwise, you've got four nice picks for tomorrow. Good luck.